Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our psalm today is Psalm 78, A Story of Salvation. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to my words. I will open my mouth with a story. I will utter dark sayings unheard. The story sent down from our fathers to be told to the youth of the world. The glorious deeds of the Father, the wondrous legend unfurled. God established a witness in Jacob and appointed the law in the land, commanding the teaching of children, so hope might be found in his plan. They were taught not to overlook Abba, but to tell of his glorious deeds. They were taught that the laws were important, that their ancestors failed to heed. The Ephraimites, armed with the bow, turned back when they knew they had lost. They failed to trust God's every promise, neglecting to recall what that costs. They forgot all his works and his wonders that were shown to their fathers of old. He divided the sea to pass through it, making water stand up and not fold. In the daytime he led them with cloud, at nighttime a pillar of flame. He split rocks for water to drink, yet they sinned even more in his name. They tested God with every heartbeat, demanding the things that they craved. They spoke against God in their moaning, forgetting in whom they were raised. When God heard all this, he was angered and kindled a fire of rage. His wrath rose against all of Israel, having failed to believe in his grace. Yet he gave them their manna to nourish, sending grain from the heavens above. Man ate from the bread of the angels, made possible by God's purest love. God gave them some meat in great measure. Like sand, there were too many to count. They ate and were filled by his mercy, yet they still kept progressing their doubt. God's anger once more came with vengeance, and he killed all the strongest of men. In spite of all of this, they were spiteful, their trust in God too low to mend. He made their days vanish like vapor, until his anger caused their knees to bend. They repented and asked God for mercy, his grace and his kindness to send. They flattered him with earnest voices, but lied to him with tongues unfurled. Their hearts were not steadfast towards him. Their faithlessness shone to the world. Yet he was compassionate to them in their suffering, atoning their sin and their shame. He did not destroy them for sinning, but stayed true to the glory of his name. God remembered their earthly shortcomings, a wind that passes and is gone, once grieved in the desert by his children, now saved by his grace all along. In Egypt, God turned streams to blood. No refreshment from waters obtained. With flies, he devoured their lands. With frogs, he destroyed what remained. Wild locusts came next to destroy all the fruits of their labor still there. He destroyed all the vines of the field and killed cattle with hail everywhere. Then he led all his people like sheep and guided them through as a flock. He led them with care without fear and left all their rivals in shock. God brought them to land he had blessed, to the mountain his right hand had won. He drove out the nations before them so they could live jointly as one. Yet they tested and rebelled against God. They did not keep his laws that he'd laid down. Instead, they were drawn as their fathers to evil where it could be found. They provoked God to anger with sacrilege and moved him to jealousy with idols. So God soon withheld all his favor and delivered them up to mere mortals. Fire devoured the young men who were wicked. He took from young men, women, their chance. The priests fell to death by the sword, and old women withheld their lament. Then the Lord God awoke as in slumber, like a man shouting out for his wine. He destroyed all the enemies of Israel and brought shame upon them and their kind. Then he chose all the people in Judah and Mount Zion, the area he loves. He built for his people a refuge like the one he was waiting above. He chose Daniel, his servant, to lead them, to shepherd the land he had won. With upright heart, he was faithful to guide them till all works were done.